在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
I'm in the editorial building of a newspaper called English. It promotes the language, gives tips, and helps students with difficulties they might have while learning English. I'm here to meet a group of young enthusiasts who are members of the Yes Club, which stands for Youth English Section. They write their own page in the newspaper.For these young people, it's a chance to improve their language, read in English, and to talk about the books they've been reading. Today's planning meeting is devoted to some of the difficulties of reading in English and how to inspire the subscribers of the newspaper to read in a foreign language.
We should make our readers believe that it's much more interesting and much more really important, to read English.British or American literature in a regional, because in Russian it's just totally different thing.
Last summer I read, The Lord of the Rings by John Rowell Tolkien for my pleasure, just because I like this book. Many, many years ago I read it first, and I didn't have any possibility, I didn't have a chance, and I didn't have, well, frankly speaking, I didn't have desire to read it in English. But last summer I decided that, well, if you like a book written by an English author, then you should, you must read it in English. It's high time to read it in English. That's why, well, I made this effort, I read it, and I understood the meaning and the plot of the author much better than when I read it in Russian.
The editorial team agrees that there are many benefits to be gained from reading an English book in the original language, but one of the major problems that readers face concerns the choice of vocabulary.
Slang and some peculiarities of the country. For example, breakfast at Tiffany's, bite room capote. So it's full of such things. Fortunately, I had a kind of vocabulary in the end of the book. Some names of the streets and magazines and newspapers and shops, which I didn't know.
It's the author's style of writing. For example, Dickens's books are very difficult for me, and I prefer reading them in translation because I think that there are certain things that escape from our understanding, and that is the major difficulty that we can encounter when we read books in original.
But whatever the problems, Alyona believes it's important to discuss what you've just read with other readers. It might help you to understand the book's themes, and it certainly makes the pleasure last longer.
We do discuss it, and I think it's just an important thing for evaluating some new ideas after reading the book. You can think it over and over, because for me, that's just the most important thing, is to think after the book.
So, some comments there about the value of reading books in the original language, and also about taking the opportunity to discuss what you read with other keen readers. Jeremy.
Yes, I think that's very interesting and very significant. I'm sure that's why reading groups have become so popular in Britain and a lot of other countries. Reading is inevitably a rather solitary activity, and I think the pleasures of reading are, like most pleasures, are better shared. And I'm sure that communicating about something that you've read, communicating your enthusiasm for something that you've read, means that you will inevitably have a greater appreciation of what you've read, and perhaps greater motivation to read more.
Now, for every edition of the Reading Group, we've asked an author of books for students and teachers of English literature to share their thoughts on the pains and pleasures presented by reading. Gillian Lazar joins us today. She's a senior lecturer at a British university and an enthusiastic member of a book group herself. In her talk, she considers why we read and offers some suggestions on how to share our enjoyment with each other.